From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to announce a new set of tariffs Thursday. These targeting Chinese imports that could total $60 billion. The White House said the action followed an investigation into what is called China's state-led market-distorting efforts to force, pressure, and steal U.S. technology and intellectual property. Robert Lighthizer is the U.S. Trade Representative.
We are losing that to China in ways that are not reflective of the underlying economics. So it's an enormously important issue. We think it's perhaps the most important thing that will have been done in a long time in terms of rebalancing trade and trade specifically with China.
China has threatened to retaliate. Scott Kennedy of the Centers for Strategic and International Studies said the world's two biggest economies could be embarking on a trade war that could hurt, among other things, American farmers.
I think the Chinese have talked most openly about soybeans. And the U.S. is one of the largest providers of soybeans to China.
The U.S. duties are expected to single out Chinese technology and telecommunications sectors. Mr. Trump has embarked on a get-tough trade policy to help reduce its global trade deficit. Jihadist militants with the Boko Haram Sunni insurgency in Nigeria freed scores of kidnapped schoolgirls Wednesday after abducting them a month ago from a school in Dapchi in northeast Yobe State. Lai Mohammed is the Nigerian government information minister.
We have been in negotiation with this faction of insurgents for quite a while.
He said the talks involved a cessation of hostilities, including no further abductions. The captors have given no reason for the mass release, which sparked celebrations. The government denied any payment of ransom. This is VOA News. Peru's center-right president, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, facing an impeachment vote in Congress, offered his resignation Wednesday.
El 28 de julio de 2016,
the 79-year-old former Wall Street banker said it's best for the country that he stepped down. He has denied allegations of wrongdoing. The opposition failed to impeach him in December on charges his consulting firm received money from Odebrecht, a Brazilian company, at the center of one of Latin America's biggest graft scandals. Recent videos released by his political opponents also purportedly showed his allies offering lucrative contracts to lawmakers in exchange for political support. Mark Jones is a Latin America analyst with Rice University.
President Kuczynski, from the very start, was weakened by the fact that his party controlled only a small number of seats in the legislature.
Vice President Martin Vizcarra is expected to be sworn in as his replacement on Friday. Lawmakers in Kosovo Wednesday ratified a contentious 2015 border agreement with Montenegro, another key step toward gaining visa-free travel in the European Union. Among those opposed, Albin Kurti, leader of the opposition Self-Determination Party.
The treason of President Vučić, his violation of our constitution and our laws, was joined by 80 MPs and especially by Prime Minister Haradina.
Opponents regard the ratification as a sellout, giving up some 8,000 hectares of land to Montenegro. They released tear gas in the parliamentary chamber. Police arrested a number of lawmakers. In Afghanistan, a suicide bomber blew himself up near a Shia shrine in Kabul Wednesday, killing at least 32 and wounding dozens more. The blast coincided with the start of the Persian New Year. Islamic State claimed responsibility. Two government ministers in Yemen resigned their posts Wednesday in protest over what they said was Saudi Arabia's decision to keep President Abu Mansour Hadi from returning to his country. Mr. Hadi is currently in exile in Saudi Arabia, which anchors a coalition fighting Houthi rebels. The U.S. Wednesday imposed sanctions on 15 South Sudanese oil operators it said were sources of cash for the government. The action is seen as aimed at pressuring Juba to end the country's long-simmering ethnic conflict, which has spawned a humanitarian crisis. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, Wednesday pardoned thousands of prisoners in his first act of clemency. Among those released, nearly all female prisoners. Two American astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut blasted off in a Soyuz rocket on a two-day journey to the International Space Station.
Drew Feusel, Oleg Artemyev, and Ricky Arnold taking off on their way to the International Space Station.
They will join three residents of the station, a Russian, an American, and Japanese, for a five-month stay. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.